Broadcasting live from Hillsdale College in beautiful, scenic, historic Hillsdale, Michigan. I'm Scott Bertrand, filling in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, August 23rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Joe Biden is coasting in the national polls and leading Iowa, the first caucus state, but less than 2 weeks before Labor Day, there are signs of a disconnect between those poll numbers and excitement on the ground for his campaign, according to the New York Times. Could there be some trouble brewing? Two, the Michigan Republican Party is suing to block the formation of a voter-approved independent, quote-unquote, redistricting committee that would draw new state legislative and congressional district boundaries for 2022 and beyond. It's a big deal, of course, also unsurprising, the suit, that is. We'll see how things play out in court. And number one, former Trump administration officials are finding work after serving in the White House, and the mainstream media simply can't stand this. They're, of course, ignoring past precedent and also signaling that certain behaviors, like, you know, being a Republican, are simply unacceptable in their minds. Scott Bertrand filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Coming up in this hour two of the show, James Carafato from the Heritage Foundation, Michael Munger, professor of economics at Duke, senior fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. For most things, recycling harms the environment. We'll chat with him coming up. David Thomas Roberts as well in this hour. So a jam-packed hour number two. I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College where school begins next week. Students already back on campus, many of them. If not, they'll likely return over the weekend. Be ready for classes coming up next week. Got our big opening ceremony today for faculty, staff, and everyone here on campus. Excited about that. And you can also catch the official Hillsdale College podcast, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. And also via podcast, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Stitchers, Spotify, SoundCloud. Search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We talked this week about the potential of Donald Trump having to turn over his tax returns to appear on the ballot in 2020. Also discussing with the Chief Justice of the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, who's a Hillsdale alum, about her job and the opioid epidemic in that state of West Virginia. All that on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which I host. You can catch it each and every week, available for your listening pleasure. So you may have seen the past 2 days some former Trump administration officials getting jobs. And you think, well, sure, that's what people do. But no, for the mainstream media, it is unacceptable that people who have served in a Republican administration would actually be able to get employment after leaving the White House. What do we have here? Well, we've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is going to join Fox News as a contributor. Her first official appearance will be on Fox and Friends on September 6th. Sanders said she is, quote, beyond proud to join the incredible stable of on-air contributors. Sanders served a tenure as a member of original member of Trump's White House staff. 2.5 years at the White House, a staunch defender of Donald Trump. I would imagine that would continue in her role at Fox News as well as, let's be clear, as an analyst, not as a journalist like, say, George Stephanopoulos. The highest profile example of people with double standards and an inability to have any sort of context about this sort of thing. Former administration officials have gone on to work in the media nonstop for the past, 20 years at least? There's at least 6 or 7 who bounce back and forth between media, then serving President Obama in the administration, then back to media. Jim Sciutto, Jay Carney, list goes on and on. No one had any real problem with that. Now, Trump administration officials are getting into the media after serving in the White House, and people can't stand it. George Stephanopoulos, one of the more partisan guys to work in the Clinton White House as a strategist, he is the lead political anchor on ABC. In fact, I think he is the politics director at ABC. It also, of course, as you know, hosts Good Morning America. No one ever has any issues with that happening. And yeah, I will tell you, I will cede that, and if you want, I would not make this argument. One could make the argument that after this many years, he has sort of worked himself out of being a Clinton staffer and worked himself into being a journalist, and judge him on what he does at ABC as a journalist. I'd still say he's a left-leaning, you know, guy in charge of ABC's politics division. But he came right from the Clintons into the ABC into ABC's arms, and nobody had an issue with that. A few had issues with that, especially among the mainstream media and on the left. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders wants to have a job after leaving the White House, and people are apoplectic. It's not the most ridiculous story of the week, though. Ridiculous is what's happening with Sean Spicer. You've seen this, I imagine. Sean Spicer is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And CNN went crazy about this yesterday. They had on Brian Stelter. They had on others to say, you know, ABC News, very, very upset here. Why would ABC News be upset about a decision made by ABC Entertainment if they are, in fact, nonpartisan, down the line, neutral media observers? Why would they care? Now, the story says, well, you know, they lied to us, and I can't believe that our same network is paying them after that. Everyone who works, Jake Carney didn't lie to you. Jake Carney, who was the Obama, I think the final, right? The final, I think he left before his time was up, but one of the White House press secretaries. Jake Carney, I mean, come on. And so you had the story yesterday on CNN, the grumbles inside ABC News, Dancing with the Stars, Sean Spicer is going to be on. How dare we have him on the network? Spicer was horrible to so many of us at ABC. It's disgusting to think he's getting on the show and getting paid by our company. People are going nuts. I thought about this last night a little bit. And here's something you might want to think about. There is approximately a 0% chance that Sean Spicer would have been hired by Dancing with the Stars. If not, for the high profile amplification of those middling, largely unfunny Saturday Night Live sketches with Melissa McCarthy playing Sean Spicer, retweeted, promoted, highlighted by all of these people who are now apoplectic that a guy whom many saw through an entertainment lens, they saw him being parodied on SNL. They saw the cuts being replayed on Good Morning America. Many Americans saw Sean Spicer not as the guy who sometimes battled with the media, but as an entertainment guy, as a guy who was on Good Morning America in the form of that clip from SNL and being parodied by Melissa McCarthy. Now that guy who many met through an entertainment lens is on an entertainment program, and people are going nuts. It's silly. And it's also revealing to them what is not acceptable in the political realm. You can't work for a Republican administration and expect to get a job. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable to so many. Nuts. Nuts. James Carafano, Heritage Foundation, next here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Reverse osmosis water systems from Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, provide the best drinking water you can get. Pure water has never been more important. And right now, you can register to win a brand new reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine worth $2,700. Just go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button. Sign up for your free water test and get entered to win a brand new reverse osmosis system for your home, cottage, or anywhere you want it to be. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The Deck. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.